Invariably, at some point over the course of Sfira, someone raises the question, I'm not sure if I counted last night and the whole day. I'm not sure if I missed a day or not. So now what happens? What's the halacha? And depending on how we understand this question, it may make a difference with regard to a couple of other interesting shilas as well, such as a person who becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Sfira. What if a person knows in advance that he's going to miss a day of Sfira? So in order to understand this, we need to understand first, the issue of one who definitely did already miss a day, and then we can talk about all the other questions. So let's say a person missed an entire day of Sfira. What happens now? So this is a Machlokas HaRishonim. The Behag holds that a person is finished. You're done. No more counting. You're out. Nice try. Come back next year. Tosus and many Rishonim disagree, and they say, okay, you missed yesterday. You go ahead and count today. Person Rachmal Litzlan didn't put on tefillin one day, so definitely put on tefillin tomorrow. So Sfiras Omer is no different. So the Psak in Shulchan Aruch is a compromised Psak. We say continue counting, but without a bracha, as a chashash for the opinion of the Behag. Continue counting, because according to many Rishonim, you're still yotzei the mitzvah every day. And don't make a bracha just in case, because of the opinion of the Behag. What is behind this machlokas? So the standard understanding of many Achronim is as follows. The machlokas is whether Sfiras Omer is a separate mitzvah every single day, or it's one mitzvah, and there are 49 component parts to that mitzvah. So Tosafot holds that it's a separate mitzvah every day. Each day is a new mitzvah, so if you miss one mitzvah, so tomorrow you should do the mitzvah of tomorrow. And the Behag holds it's one long mitzvah with 49 component parts. So therefore, if you miss one part, you're out. You're not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. In fact, according to the Behag, according to this, if a person missed a day, then retroactively, all the brachos he made were levatala, basically, because he's not going to fulfill the mitzvah. He thought he was, but he lost, he's out, he's not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. That leads to some of the other questions that we just... let's start first with the first one we mentioned. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, let's say a person is not sure if he missed a day. So it's a sfeik sfeika. Maybe he didn't miss a day. And even if he missed a day, according to many Rishonim, you still can fulfill the mitzvah all the other days with a bracha. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah writes, you should still continue to say with a bracha. Based on this understanding, the Mishnah Berurah writes that he says, in his time, women were not really knowing to count. Women are not obligated in Sfiras Omer. So therefore, he says, if a woman wants to count, it's fine, but she shouldn't make a bracha, because definitely she's going to forget at some point a day. And as we said already, if a person misses a day, then retroactively everything was a bracha levatala. Obviously, the sociological issue will have to be re-evaluated in each time and place. It wasn't a statement about women per se; it was that they were not used to counting, so they were going to miss a day. But this whole reasoning assumes that if a person misses a day, he's out. Let's say a person knows in advance he's going to miss a day; he's going to have a medical procedure; he's going to be out of it for 24 hours. Rahman Litzlan, the doctors are not giving him 2 weeks to live. Never mind 7 weeks. So maybe according to this, don't bother counting with the bracha, you're not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik had a whole different understanding of this sugya. He assumed that it was pashut, that it's a separate mitzvah every single day. Everyone agrees to that. That's the opinion of Tosfos for sure. Even the Behag agrees. He says the opinion of the Behag, that if you miss a day, you're out, is because of a different consideration, which is that even though it's a separate mitzvah every day, it has to be sequential. There's no such thing as counting day number 10 if there was no day number 9. So every day is a mitzvah. Its own mitzvah. If you miss a day, it's not retroactively brachos levatala. You were mekayim the mitzvah for 9 days. Just according to the Behag, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah anymore. So on that basis, he would say that if a person knows in advance he's going to miss a day, let him count until he misses, and he can count with a bracha. Because once you miss, you're not retroactively disqualifying everything that you said until now. I think the sfeik idea would still apply if a person is not sure that he missed a day. But the nafkamin would be to all the other cases. So let's say the case of the woman, or the case of a person who knows in advance for a medical reason he's going to have to miss a day. Similarly, he applied to a case of a bar mitzvah boy. It's a whole discussion in the postgame. Not for now. What if a person becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Sfiras HaOmer? So how does that work? So the Rav thought that if a person counted even bikatnuso, then he can continue to count bikatluso. And if not, then not. Why? Because he was not yosef the mitzvah anyway, bikatnuso. But nonetheless, he maintained the sequence. And that's the issue, according to the Behag. According to Tosfos, Tosfos may agree that you need it has to be sequential, but they hold that since Klal Yisrael counted, so that's good enough for me as well. I can link it to Klal Yisrael, and that counts as being sequential. It should be noted that, you know, Sfiras Omer is a time of building towards Matan Torah. So certainly this approach, I think, has important implications as well in that regard, in terms of building ourselves towards a Matan Torah sequence, not skipping steps, and hopefully getting every step along the way. Have a wonderful day.